Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There are very few words in life that will make your heart want to drop out of your ass. Sometimes your mother saying your full name.
Oh no.
You know you're in trouble.
Oh.
And there is a phrase, a collection of words in the dating arena which elicits this response. Always has, always will.
Oh, I know what these are.
We need to talk.
Oh my God.
Now, is there any room going forward for we need to talk to remain to be a positive, no one says we need to talk. I think we should adopt a kitten. Like,
no,
it's always a negative.
Yes, because you'd normally just come out and say the thing or just be like, oh my God, I've got an idea. Not we need to talk. It's like, and it's especially bad for people with anxiety. Like, I've had friends be like, hey, we need to have a chat about something. And I'm immediately like, can you just text me what it's about, like, right now? And then we can have the talk in, like, 2 days. I'm fine. But I just need to know what it's about.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to sit here in a cortisol-flooded state for 2 days, rocking back and forth until you tell me that it's literally just about the fact that you want to start a podcast and you'd like my advice.
Yes. That anxiety-ridden spiel you just rattled off, Liz, rings home with me because my lovely lady is the anxious type as well.
Yes.
I'm a depressive, she's anxious.
You're made
it's
for each other.
Perfect. And any time, like, if we need to talk about, like, whose turn it is to clean up the kitchen, I have to make sure that by no means does me setting up my conversation come close to encroaching on we need to talk territory.
No, there needs to be no grey area about what you're asking at what point. You need that information up fucking front.
So that phrase is 100% a negative.
It's irredeemable.
Weapon.
There's no other.
You hear those words, it's bad news.
I don't think we can make that over. I don't think that phrase can ever have an image revamp. There's nothing that, you know, could redeem that in my mind.
We need to talk.
No.
We need to talk. Maybe it's in the phrase, in how you say it, in the delivery.
No, I would say we should talk. We should talk is different from we need to talk.
Yes.
Or can we talk?
Can we talk?
Like,
can we talk?
Can we talk is still, I feel like that's middling, but... Welcome to Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. Now I'm anxious.
So sorry to spook you all, everybody. We do need to talk, but about other people's problems.
Ain't about us.
Yes,
I'm not in
right.
trouble.
No.
Thomas Harris.
Hello.
You are also not in trouble.
Thank God. And Elizabeth Best sitting across from me. And,
don't say my full name.
Sorry. I didn't get the middle name in there.
It's true.
And we have a guest today.
A returning guest,
one of the OGs. He's one of the original guests from our first sort of four or five episodes of
exactly.
this here podcast.
Yes. So she is, we were trying to think about how to describe her because she's a lady who wears many, many, many hats. So I've decided on theatrical entrepreneur extraordinaire. We've got Elodie Ball.
Yay. Ooh, yay, I'm back.
Come on down.
Thanks. The price is right.
Now, maybe quickly explain to the listeners all of the different things you do to explain why I couldn't classify
yes,
you.
Yes, list off all of your various pies and the fingers in them.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, what do I do with my life?
Sexy stuff.
I'm still trying to figure that out. No, I am a director, producer, actor, writer, playwright. I run Theatre House, so creative director of that. So I feel like I'm publicity, marketing, product management, people management. Oh, gosh. Podcast producer, because we now have a new podcast called The Playhouse on this network. So it's so great. But, yeah, just everything. Anything to do with theatre Yeah, I've dabbled in it. I think I'm that.
And she's just about to move to Melbourne for a very exciting reason.
Oh, I'm going to go study my master's. So out of all of that, I can be the master of something. That is directing.
Yes. Are you studying the masters of the universe?
I am the master. Masters in theatre, in brackets, directing specifically. So
that sounds
a shopping list of creative credentials here from Melody.
Yes.
Well, that's plugs out of the way.
Yeah.
As you buy some time before you get to your little story you've brought for us today.
Yeah, I'm here to have a talk with you guys.
No. What did I do?
No, last time I was on the podcast, I was a bit sad because I told one of my emotional baggage stories.
That's okay. So you were sad for a sad story.
If anyone wants to go back and listen, it was Elodie and the boy who yelled at his mum.
That's correct.
He really did yell. It was horrific. But no, now I thought I'd bring back my funniest, best, worst, can't believe it happened kind of date story.
Perfect.
So
is this the one you're sitting around with your gal pals over a couple of drinks and it's just like, girls, listen up to this.
I got a story for you.
Goody. So everyone at home can probably silently rubbing their hands.
Get your drinks, everybody. Yes. We're about to have that kind of night.
What are you going to have?
What time is it? Shot every time something goes wrong. No, it is a comedy of errors kind of date, so let's get straight into
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Sounds
fun. Let's start, like, obviously at the start. What kind of, before we go into the actual date, how were you feeling about dating when you went into it? Where were you in your dating life?
Yeah, I'd just broken up from a boy, getting back out there. So I was pretty much starting the dating process, and this was not a good date to start with. Like, it just...
I'm going to waggle my finger in the air for us quickly here to swiftly interrupt. We've got the rules.
Elodie knows the rules.
I know the rules.
But new listeners to this ever-growing...
And honestly...
podcast.
True.
They don't know the rules.
Yes,
they've
Mr.
just clicked
rules.
On this thing, heard our dulcet tones, and they go, "What's this? What's it about?" Yes, we have a guest. Yes, they're going to talk about a story from their past and the next, but they must adhere to some rules. Rule number one, Elodie, on the microphone, please, no threats. No threats.
No, I won't.
Good.
We don't even know who this guy is, honestly. She's probably not even going to be able to identify him at all.
I'm fantastic. Not going to shit talk him. I'm not going to use his real name.
What's the second one? If anyone at home figures out who Elodie's talking about and the orbiting satellites of the story, no doxing, no ruining it for the rest of us.
Don't be a dick rule.
Don't be a dick.
And we've already addressed the fake names. Fake names for everyone that could possibly be identified.
Yeah. I'm going to call him Jack.
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 Also, Tom.
Hello.
I need you to prep that finger over the dump them button just in case.
Oh, it's prepped. We are prepped.
I feel like there might be a couple of...
Just a
dump
couple.
Them you're moments.
Gonna, you're just going to hit it all the time.
Yeah.
So like, the whole thing is a dump them.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole
okay.
thing didn't warrant a second date. Let's
okay.
just put it that way. So yes, Jack, I knew him in high school. He was an older boy from a different school.
Ooh,
you know that cool boy
forbidden
vibe?
Fruit. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm ill.
Yep. Did he like lean casually against doorways, just looking really fucking cool?
Yes, he could. He had a car too. And you know, when you're a young girl and you can't drive yet and you're still on your learners, you're like, ooh.
Now,
his stuff together.
In high school, it matters. Were you in an all girls high school and he was in a private school, or was it just an older guy from
a mixed high school? I was in the public system. So
that means they're even more desirable because you've
yes.
got boys at your disposal and you still choose to go with the cool dude from another school.
And
right
that,
on.
You know, see him at parties and be like, ooh, he's the older one. Anywho, that was high school. Exiting out of high school, he was on my Facebook, he was in my life, but I had broken up with my boyfriend at the time, and then yeah, so he kind of hit me up on the socials, slid into the DMs of that time, and I was like, yeah, all right, I'll go on a date with you. Let's just go on a date. And so we did. Now, here's where it gets really fun. He picked me up in his car because he could drive, remember?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Picked me up. Met my mom, did all
the
nice...
same car he had in high school?
Well, I'm so glad that you said that because we walked down to the car to hop into the car and he was like, you probably don't remember this car. This is a new car. And I was like, I can't even remember the first car. Car is a car to me.
It's got wheels, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, no. And he was like, yeah, that's because the first car I had, we are now in the car driving, the first car I had, I totaled. I was like... Oh, I feel really secure.
I feel so safe right now.
Is there a lock on this door? What do I do? So, yeah, so great start. We're driving. I'm like, please stick to the road rules. We drive all the way to our date. We're going to the cinemas, as you do. Dinner yes. and a good old movie. So we're at the local in Chermside, if anyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Park the car, go in. We're eating dinner at Grilled, having a lovely, lovely burger. I was eating my burger probably about halfway done and I hadn't finished my burger. And lovely, lovely Jack was like, are you going to finish, you know, your burger? And I thought that he was just like, you know, hurrying me along because we've got to get to the movie. And I was like, nah, I think I'm done. He reached over to my plate, took my burger,
okay.
and ate my burger.
I'm laughing because when I was young, I was diagnosed with a terminal illness called poor, being poor.
Yeah.
And I'm poor, poor then and I'm poor now. And I finish food, right? If someone doesn't get through a burger, I will finish it. However, it will be like my girlfriend's or my best friend's and I will ask and make it. So I understand
the familiarity is key to this process. So, you don't steal strangers' food.
That's why I was laughing. Wasting food is a terrible thing and should be finished.
But sorry.
On a first date reaching across, that's
you
quite
wouldn't,
funny.
Right?
And like, I knew him in high school, but we weren't buddy buddies. His date invitation came out of the blue. So I was like, oh, unexpected, flattered, let's do it. Let's try something new. We're sad and mopey, let's get out there again. So he reached across. Have you hit the dump them button yet?
No. Dump them!
And then okay, so now we're going into the movies. I stuck around. We're going to the movies. We're going up to see Inglourious Basterds of the time.
Good film.
Yeah, we sat down.
Not sure it's a date film, but it's a good film.
Absolutely not a date film. But we sat down and you know there was that awkward moment where the movie hasn't started, the trailers aren't playing, you're sitting, you've grabbed your seats, you're waiting. Mm-hmm. And I had texted my sister or my friends at the time to say, like, I can't believe this guy has stolen my burger from my plate. Like, whoa, this is just the most awkward date. I was sitting there texting and then I got a text message and I was like, whoa, they've hit me back fast. But it wasn't from them.
Oh, no.
It was from Jack sitting next to me going, oh, I'm sitting next to the most beautiful girl. And I was... I still can't believe that I got that. But I was like, oh. And then I looked at him and you know when you just like...
This is what you would do in high school. And in high school, you would have swooned about it. But as a grown-ass adult...
No, I was like, cheese. Oh, and he like looked at me with like this beaming...
Meaningful.
Oh, this so like this beaming smile.
He's
and I'm like,
I've just knocked this ball out of the park. I am crushing it.
Meanwhile, I'm like, screenshot. Can't believe he just sent me this.
Oh, dear.
Anywho, that
swing
was
and a miss
thing.
There, Jack.
And
to be fair, and I'm going to give him the slightest benefit of the doubt, not for what was in the message, but for the fact that he was getting your attention whilst you were on the phone.
He was really trying.
Like, it was an admirable kind of half cute way of being like, hi, I'm here. But swing and a miss.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, now I feel a bit rude that I wasn't. No, I was giving him full attention.
Yeah.
But
he could use his words, verbally. You're right there.
And then, yeah, we start talking about, like, you know, favourite actors because obviously theatre kid, geeky at that stage, loved it. And just, you know, when just you have conversation with someone and everything is just the opposite of what you like.
Mm. Oh, no.
I like this actor and I'm like, oh, God, this is the worst actor in the world. Why are you doing that? Don't have, like, a theatre... Like, if I feel like if you're investing into a theatre conversation with a theatre kid, you need to have, like... some knowledge or just...
good opinions.
Yeah, we're very, very vocal. Anywho, that was the thing. The movie started, very gory movie, trying to make moves on me during the movie. And you know, as like back in those times where you like sit and your knees are like far to the left and then that was a thing. It was just...
I don't mind someone trying to make moves on you in a movie that is not a good movie. But if you try and interrupt me in a movie that is actually like a good movie, I still say like one of the... I remember the first guy I ever let be my boyfriend, because there's a few that tried and I was like, no. I was keen because he didn't try and make a move on me in the cinema. Like I was just like, you know, I'm a film buff. And you're watching this movie and then we're going to talk about it and then I'm going to pass your face off because you've had a passionate discussion with me about this movie.
I know. To be honest, maybe I'm a bit traditional. There's a time and a place for making a move and it's not in a public movie cinema. I'm not that gal.
Not your style.
Not my style.
Feels like arrested development. It feels like he's still in high school.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, well, to be honest, and I'm, oh gosh, I just think, I'm like, that's Germside. I've been there, like, Germside cinemas. I'm not going to be like, we had our first,
we had our first kiss.
Germside cinemas in the cinema watching Inglourious Basterds.
Someone scalped someone and he kissed me passionately.
Oh God, horrific. Ugh. So that was a thing. Anywho, the movie ended. I wanted to get out of there. Quick smart, we did. We walked back to the car. And okay, for anyone who does know Germside, there are a lot of birds that frequent in the summertime in the trees. Anyone who doesn't know Chermside,
there are a lot of birds
that frequent in the summertime.
There we go.
A lot of lorikeets and stuff. So where he had parked his car was right underneath one of those trees. Yeah. Just it was like paintball.
Covered in crap.
It was Pumageddon.
Yes. And I was horrified. So he opened up the door because it was everywhere. Bird poo absolutely
everywhere. How did he
react
to that?
Oh my God, my car, I guess I'm going to have to wash it. I'm like, I guess so. I was like, this is disgusting. He put me in the car. We sat in the car. He shut the door. And then, like, the windscreen, his first reaction was to turn on the windscreen wipers.
No.
And it just, like, across the screen.
Oh,
and he couldn't
God.
See, so we had to get like a towel from the car, wipe it.
Oh, gross.
And then he had to go and stop at a servo gas station, not to fill up the car, but to wipe down.
To use the squeegee.
Yeah. And that was just like this, like the date was already shit, but that was.
It was literal
shit. It was literal shit now.
Was this to take you home?
Yeah,
after the date.
Yeah, we're dropping us home now.
I pity the guy a bit because he's had a poor innings in the date, right? He's stolen the burger, tried to make out with you in a movie.
Yeah.
You
know, he's like, gross things.
He's like, all right, all I gotta do is get this lady home, and then the date's done, and then you get this card. Like, he didn't plan for his car to be covered in crap.
Just like,
that's such a fucking.
I feel like that was a message from the universe.
Just to drag out the pain. Wow.
Yeah, but then he goes, like, takes me home, drops me off, walks me back to the door, and I was like, oh, no, it's becoming one of those moments, you know, where they wait for the kiss. No, he didn't even expect a kiss. I was shooketh, but I was like, oh, good, he can read the signs. He did put up his hand for a good old high five, though.
I mean,
that was it.
Did you give him the high five?
Did you? Did you give him?
No, I
didn't. You left him hanging?
I left him hanging. I was like, I'm not giving you a high five. I'm sorry.
Too slow.
Sorry, wow. Jack.
Sorry, Jack. Get out
Look,
of here.
Sorry, Jack.
I admire the fact that I'm pleased with the fact that you gave clear signals and that he read those signals. That's about all I'm happy with in this day.
Yeah, well, there you go. But that's my worst.
At least he didn't finger guns you on the way to the car. Pew, pew, pew.
I have had a really good date with a guy, which ended
in a high five.
Really? No. Well, no, there was a one time, oh gosh, now we're going to call him Mac.
This guy was Jack and Mac.
It wasn't his name. But like, he took me to a comedy show at the Powerhouse
that
one time.
That is fraught with danger if it's not really good.
Yeah, well, we were right in the front row. So we got picked on and I was living for it. But, you know, that was a really risky move. But then he took me to the opening night of a bar straight afterwards. So I was like, look at him hitting all these milestones, like one after the other.
Bang, bang.
But he did take me back home, dropped me off. But, like, when he did, I was like, I'll give him a kiss. But then he got really into the kiss and then he smacked my butt and then told me to call him monkey. So, like, I have all these date stories that are, like, they could have had potential, but, like, I'm sorry, there's a common thread here where the Jack and the Max are just...
Just monkey.
Yeah.
Not monkey man.
We just segued into another story, but there
no,
you go.
No, I
but
have all the better for
slap on the butt and call me monkey. That's not... I don't...
Well, smack me on the butt and call me monkey. I am done.
I don't... I can't fathom this. Like, this makes no fucking sense
like
to me.
I feel like the problem with
I'm
me
crying.
Is it comes to the front door. Like, it comes to the goodbye at the front door. I get a high five. I get a smack me on the butt.
I can't remember someone ever walking me to my door. I'm just trying to think, because I was trying to be like, do I have a front door story? I don't even think the guys that I date have walked me to the door.
Is that wanted? Is that necessary? Is that expected? Where are we on the walk to the front door?
It's the signals thing. I think if it's late at night and somebody wants, and your door's like in a bit of a weird shady area, I'd appreciate the walk to the door. If you've given them signals that you're interested, I'd appreciate a walk to the door. If you've given signals that you're completely not interested, I actually appreciate the staying in the car, to be honest.
Mm.
So I think it's all about reading those signals and communicating. But
and is the walk to the door a doorway to inside the house? Is this mayhaps a... That's what I'm thinking. Is there...
As a woman, as a human...
Yeah.
I would have invited you inside in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let you get to the door and then decide.
Sure. It's a walk to the door and that's it, Buster Brown. That's all we're looking for.
Definitely
here.
Don't invite yourself in if somebody...
Oh, please don't.
Like someone's like, should I come in? No. We will 100% invite you in if we want you inside.
100%.
Nope, that sounded bad.
Yeah. But no, that's fair. That's very fair.
I'm like, okay, that's the thing.
Double entendre.
I love the walk to the door. I feel like it's a bit like movie style. Good night, kiss, goodbye. I get those vibes from it. But I find that... if I really like someone, that's when I let them pick me up for a date or meet me at my house
to go somewhere. Yeah. Mm.
Because I normally, independent woman now, go and meet them at the venue. Well,
yes.
Especially if you're like Tinder dating or something like that, I ain't letting anybody know what my home address is.
Exactly. So like if you know the home address.
You're privileged.
You're privileged. And like I feel some sort of like sense of comfort or security or kind of know who you are and know what you're about. Before I've given those details out.
Yeah.
You're not going to be, I don't think, this was a long time, like I knew Jack from school, so there was like, I know a little bit about him. We weren't besties, but I know that I know about his family, know where he comes from. But like, yeah, I'm not letting anybody just walk me to the front door.
I'm not going to let any old man.
I'm a Southern Belle. I'm not going to let any old man.
You have to be special before I let you at my front door.
Oh, my
bell. Wow.
Have you got any weird front door stories? What have you done traditionally? Have you walked ladies to the front door? Or?
I think, as we've covered, the front door walk is it's not a set in stone. The thing, different levels of relationships and different length of time knowing others. I think an odd first date here and there of a girl who outside my immediate friendship gets dropped off, and it sort of made sure they're in home safe, but not the walk to the door.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Other dates will get the walk to the door.
Yeah, like I've had a guy I once went to Garden City.
Oh, these shopping centres.
Another shopping centre. We had a food court date, and then I had parked my car like on the opposite side of the shopping centre, and he was like, oh no, I'll walk you to your car. And I actually really appreciated it because it was a very, very empty car park at night. Like, but yeah, I don't know. And there's very few people that I have given my I just remembered, it's quite funny. The person that I did give my address to that I didn't really know was also a guy from high school.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know. Like, I knew him vaguely from high school, and then he turned up, and he's the guy who, when I sat in his car and shut the door, and I was like, hey, and he's like, oh, why do chicks always feel like they have to slam the fucking car doors? And I was like, hi, please, I want to get out of the car now and go home.
But you kind of, I think with those sorts of people, those high school people, like even if you don't know, you know someone who knows them. So if something ever was to happen, God forbid, you know how to track them down because you have like mutual connections. Or
yeah,
like
possibly.
That.
All right. So I think we've kind of segged into this already, but what else, Elodie, what did you learn from this particular date with Jack?
Oh, gosh, what did I learn?
Sometimes it can be nothing. Sometimes in life you go through an experience and either you're a big dummy idiot and you don't learn anything from it, and that's fine. You were a big dummy idiot and you didn't learn anything from it. That's okay. You don't have to learn. I don't think we have to learn from everything
we go through.
I
don't think I like movie dates now.
No.
No, I don't either. I really don't.
If someone's like, let's go see a movie, I'm like, absolutely not. Let's just go to a bar and have a chat.
Especially if you don't know them. Yes. Because sitting next to someone who you either haven't seen in a really long time or don't really know all that well, a movie date is basically you're sitting next to a stranger watching a thing. And it's quite difficult. The only exception is if you've sort of had a little bit of a chat, you've met for food beforehand, and it's a scary movie. And you do want the option of cuddling
up. You want a little, yes.
Yeah, I'm all about scary movies. So I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a scary movie. Get ready. This is the moment. And I'm like less cuddly and more invested in a scary movie.
Oh, see, I don't mean to scream. It just happens.
Oh, no.
Like little squeals or like, you know, and I just sit there like hands over my face like this the entire time. So I can kind of just, I do like a little bit of a snuggle for comfort in a scary movie.
Well, I guess like our equivalent of movies now is Netflix and chill. Like
no, but then someone has to be at someone's house and I don't want that because then sex is on the table.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying like, do people actually go on movie dates these days? Or
see the movie
well,
date.
Well, not in a pandemic.
Yeah, no.
The movie date is...
it's a classic.
It's the arena of the already dating.
Yeah,
You're in a relationship and you say, honey, my darling, we've sat at home watching movies in our house 6 nights this week. Come on, I'm going to take you out and we're going to see a movie outside. It's a we're in a relationship already. Let's go and have a date.
Yeah,
we'll
go
see a movie.
But movies can be second or third dates
even.
So even if you've had one date with someone and the chat's been good, then you can have a movie date.
The movie date is the date of choice for teenagers because it's the perfect excuse to not have to talk because you're so terrified of one another. You don't have to do anything. You just sit in the dark and that's it.
And
you're on the date and that's it.
When you're young and your parents are disapproving, you can make out with someone in the dark and no one knows. Whereas when you're an adult, you can do that out in the open. It's amazing.
Yes.
You don't have to hide.
You don't have to hide at all.
I guess another thing I learned is that make sure that you have similar interests when it comes to movies.
Like similar interests, full stop.
Yeah, like, just
I don't mind having a difference of opinion with somebody, but if somebody hates all the things I love and I love all the things they hate, then it's kind of it can work, but it's an awkward hurdle to get over.
Very awkward.
You found this out on a first date. That's what first dates are for.
Yes,
it's a learning mission. It's just it's not compatible. Done.
Yeah.
Better than finding out 10 years down the line that you're not compatible. On first dates, those of you listening at home, if you ever find yourself on a first date and you find your hand moving across your plate to your date's plate to pick up her burger and eat it.
Unless they have told you, please, yes, go ahead.
Stop right there, Buster Brown. That's a bad move.
It's not
look. They're not happy.
I learned how to scream them better.
Like, yeah. Look.
Do you like burgers? No. Okay, let's go on a date.
Do you like somebody else's burgers?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. Mm. I think what I learned is something that I learned time and time again on this podcast is that terrible date stories make excellent story stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
like,
I think that when you go through the worst of worst dates and it just crushes your soul, at least you can sit there and laugh about it with people who you love later, because the worse the date, the better the story, I think.
Absolutely.
And that's like, I mean, when I had mental energy to spare and I was dating, that's kind of what I got from it. Like if I went on a date and it was awful, I'd either get a good session with my therapist where I'd learn something, or I'd get a good session with my friends where I'd get drunk and we'd laugh. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Expect Jack and the Burger coming to a screen near you.
There we go. Fantastic. Well, we've got to the end of another story here on Ghost of Boyfriend's Past. Elodie, thank you so much and well done for sharing again. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, so I congratulate everyone that comes on our show and does it. It takes some balls.
Oh,
pushback.
Look.
Thank you.
It takes some balls, but also we're super friendly, right? Like,
oh, yes.
We make you feel comfortable, right?
Yeah, you do.
Good.
Absolutely.
This is a far different story from the boy who yelled at his mother. So.
Yes, exactly. Well, look, I am thrilled that you could come on and tell us another story. We'll have to have you on again because I'm sure you have
please do
many a story that you can tell. I know you have because you've told me them.
I'm so single, so there's plenty more.
She will be back.
And
she
just when I go back down to Melbourne, there'll be plenty more.
Oh,
there
my God.
Too.
We'll have to tell us how the Melbourne boys are different from the Brisbane boys.
We'll have to do like some sort of like dating in Melbourne scene.
Yep. Yep, perfect. We'll do a dating in Melbourne episode and you can come and tell us all the goss.
Our roving reporter.
Oh, I love
on the ground, Ellie Ball.
We now cross to Ellie.
You can go around and do vox pops on first dates with people for us.
How do you feel about that one? How was I?
You can I just imagine this couple sitting there on a beautiful date and then the girl says something awkward and the guy says something awkward and Ellie just shows up at the table with the microphone and goes, now why did you say that? Can you give us a bit of a, you know, what's the dating scene in Melbourne like?
Turn them away and do an inner monologue bit. Like, where do you feel? Love it.
Oh my God, there's sketches in that. I own it. Nobody else do it.
Therapy.
All right. You can contact us on any of our social medias or you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/ghostsofboyfriendspast. If you want to fill out our form and be a guest, we're looking for any kinds of stories. If you've got any stories that are funny, sad, tragic, if you've been ghosted, if you've been stood up, if you've been left at the altar, if you've been juggling six boyfriends or girlfriends or, you know, six relationships at once and you just need to get some shit off your chest. Like, we will take any good dating story that you have.
That's right. Even if it's not a full, a big long story like these main episode ones are, if it's a paragraph, send it in to us and we'll read it out on our mini-sodes.
And we can change enough details so that no one will ever know it
was
you.
That's right. Otherwise, check out other podcasts on the That's Not Canon network.
Such as Playhouse.
The Playhouse.
I mean, yes, we've got one sitting right in front of us. Do it.
But there are hundreds. They're great. I thought I need to mention that we're also number one in the network at the moment just because it happened and I need to name drop that because I'm really fucking excited about it.
But there we go. A humble brag.
It's not humble.
We are number 100 and we're climbing.
I tried, Liz.
I'm excited, damn it. But that's all thanks to you, the listeners. So thank you so much for listening and for rating, reviewing, subscribing, and it's very early on, but I've got some merch ideas that I'm working on at the moment. So we may have some merch coming in the future
keep an eye out.
It'll be very exciting. All right. Thank you so much. And look, if you go on a shitty first date, well, I'm sorry, but just tell us about it and we'll laugh with you.
We need to talk.
Hello. I hope you enjoyed / are enjoying / will enjoy whatever podcast I'm in right now. Once you're finished with it, why not pop on over to Broadway and Other Kiwi Dreams, a podcast exploring the lives and minds of theatre practitioners in and around the New Zealand performing arts industry. Join me, James Shearer, in a deep dive into what makes this industry tick. You'll hear conversations with some of the top names in the Aotearoa performing arts scene and beyond, from the up-and-coming to the big Shorty Street stars. So, if you're into the performing arts, come on over to Broadway and Other Kiwi Dreams. Because no two journeys are the same, and wherever you are in yours, I hope we can inspire you to soldier on and keep following your Kiwi dreams.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.